Welcome to Mad Tech Daily. I'm your host, Dot, and today we're diving into some intriguing developments in the media and ad tech landscape. Let's get right into it. After an on-again saga, Google has announced that third-party cookies will be remaining in Chrome, meaning ad tech companies are still at liberty to target users with the tool. The end of the cookie has been a hot topic for the last 4 years, and while not a total shock, it's a heck of a rollback for an industry that has been making plans for a cookie-less future for some time. MidOcean Partners has announced they're acquiring Gas Station TV from Rockbridge Growth Equity. This marks the first ownership change for GSTV in over a decade, with Rockbridge having held the company since 2014. Under their stewardship, GSTV has grown into a leading national video network that reaches consumers at fuel retailers across the United States. In other news, some fascinating details have emerged about Meta during a US antitrust trial. Internal emails reveal that CEO Mark Zuckerberg once considered spinning off Instagram from its parent company. In a 2018 email presented during the Federal Trade Commission's case, Zuckerberg wrote that separating Instagram might be the only way to achieve the company's strategic goals amid growing antitrust concerns. Interestingly, he noted that, while most companies resist being broken up, the corporate history is that most companies actually perform better after they've been split up. Finally, Bertelsmann CEO Thomas Raab is looking to breathe new life into a previously shelved merger. He's aiming to revive the £3.1 billion deal between French broadcasters M6 and TF1 as European regulators begin showing a softer stance on corporate consolidation. The proposed merger would unite France's two largest private broadcasters, which is owned by French conglomerate Bouygues. Raab told the Financial Times that the merger would be highly synergistic and create a true French TV and streaming champion capable of competing with global streaming giants like Netflix and Apple TV+. The deal was previously blocked by regulators concerned it would give the merged entity too much control of the TV advertising market. That's all for today's Mad Tech Daily. I'm Dot, thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you tomorrow with more breaking news from the world of media and ad tech.